Now for our story. Randy Lane was very much like his mother. He accepted and believed in her approach to living and to people. He tried very hard to live in accordance with the philosophy they both considered right. But Randy was still young and often impatient. Sometimes he became discouraged, and during those times, he began to doubt. Then, try as he might, he was unable to keep the simple faith in people which Aunt Mary had. Yesterday, during a long talk with his mother about Kit Calvert, Randy had expressed his misgivings, his doubts, that the young woman would ever become the fine person his mother insisted she was, potentially. And yet, he'd tried to help Kit find the courage she needed. He couldn't help feeling depressed at his apparent failure. Today, as he comes into the living room of the Lane farmhouse, the young man finds his mother busy at her mending.
Hi, Mom.
Hello, dear. Weary, son?
Not especially. Why?
Oh, you rather look as if you were.
No, I'm all right. Seen Peggy today?
Yes, she came in for a minute this morning. She was on her way to town to have lunch with Bill. It seems they get lonesome for each other, being separated all day.
Typical newlyweds.
They certainly are. And I doubt if they'll ever become used to each other in the way some married people do.
Mom, you're an idealist. Do you honestly believe it's possible for a marriage to be a sort of continuous honeymoon indefinitely?
Perhaps not a honeymoon, Randy. But it seems to me there's no reason why two people shouldn't retain their original delight in being together.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Your father and I did. Of course, we weren't together so very long. But I'm sure we always would have.
Oh, well, you and Dad were different. But it seems to me the average person doesn't know the secret. Doesn't know how to keep the first fine bloom from wearing off.
Oh, there's no secret or mystery about it. Just a question of loving the other person more than you love yourself.
Even that's a pretty large order, I should think. Anyway, matrimony's the least of my troubles at the moment.
I'd hate to think you had any troubles at the moment, Randy. But somehow I believe you have.
Oh, I've been thinking over our talk yesterday about Kit. Seems to me I must have failed somewhere along the line or I'd have been able to help her.
But you did help, Randy.
You're very loyal, Mom. But I know better.
No, Randy. You see, David Bowman stopped by this afternoon. He had some news about Kit. Good news.
He did?
Yes. He told me Angus McKillop had been over to see her about taking the job as her attorney during the trial.
Oh.
And, Randy, Angus has agreed to take her case. I'm so pleased about it. And I knew you would be, too.
Well, Mom, I don't know. Angus certainly can't hope to avoid Kit's being sentenced. If anyone knows she's guilty of perjury, he should. After all, remember, he was the prosecuting attorney during the custody suit. He heard her telling all those lies. So how can he do a good job as her attorney now? I mean, if he isn't sympathetic or...
But, Randy, Angus has no intention of defending Kit on the basis of her innocence.
No?
No. When he saw her today, she told him she intends to plead guilty.
Guilty? Gosh, that's funny. I thought that...
What, Randy?
Well, I told you how she talked to me the other day. She wanted me to help her get out of town so she wouldn't have to go through the trial. And she kept saying there wasn't any point in her being sentenced for what she did. Couldn't see why she needed to be punished.
Yes, Randy, I know. But remember, you refused to agree to her scheme.
Naturally. And she was pretty sore about it, too.
Well, Randy, according to Angus, Kit seems to have changed her mind. Apparently, the talk you had with her did more good than you realize.
Did Angus say she'd actually agreed to plead guilty?
Yes.
Can you beat that?
In fact, she volunteered it. He was very much impressed, Randy. Angus told David she was quite prepared to go to prison if that's the way the trial turns out. She's willing to because she knows it's her only hope. She feels that she's got to take her punishment in order to start her life all over again. To start out fresh.
Gosh, Mom, I can't believe it.
Why don't you go over to the sanitarium and visit her? Then you can see for yourself.
That's a good idea. Yeah, I think I will.
Take a deck chair, Randy. It's very comfortable.
Thanks. I'd rather sit here on the lawn. This is a swell garden, isn't it? I never would have believed a hospital could be so pleasant.
Much pleasanter than a prison is, I imagine.
A prison? Kit,
oh, it's all right, darling. I'm not feeling sorry for myself.
Huh. Personally, I'm feeling ashamed of myself.
Why on earth should you?
I'm afraid I misjudged you, Kit. I'm sorry.
No, Randy, you didn't misjudge me at all.
But Mom told me about Angus McKillop's visit to you. And what you told him.
And it's all true, Randy. What I told Angus.
You've decided to plead guilty?
Yes.
When I heard about it, I came right over. I wanted to apologize for what I said the other day.
Oh, but you shouldn't. You see, if you hadn't told me off the way you did, I might have continued my own sweet way, thinking I could get by with murder, or the next thing to it. You forced me to realize I was wrong.
Kid, I'm awfully proud of you.
Well, don't expect too much of me. I'm afraid I'm a long way from a completely reformed... You see, I have a lifetime pattern of thinking to tear apart and, well, reassemble, one might say. It's something like a jigsaw puzzle. I can get some of the pieces together, and then every so often I come up with a bit which doesn't seem to fit anywhere, no matter how hard I try.
I used to be quite a whiz at doping those things up. Maybe I can help you.
I hope you can, Randy. You see, it all depends on you.
You mustn't say that.
Really, it does. I couldn't swing it without you.
You have your own strength, your own courage.
Heaven knows I'll need plenty of both. But that's why I'm worried. I'm so afraid I'll have a relapse. Oh, it's all very fine trying to be noble. But my convictions are apt to become rather shaky if I'm put in prison for a long time.
Kid, I know how tough this is for you. You wouldn't be human if the prospect didn't scare you.
Well, unfortunately, I'm very much a human being so far as my weaknesses are concerned. I wish I could pretend to be a strong person, Randy. For your sake. But I can't.
It's not for my sake, Kid.
Yes, it is, Randy. Just for yours. You should know after the talk we had the other day, why else do you think I decided to plead guilty?
I had hoped you made that decision because you'd come to the conclusion that your old way of living was wrong.
Yes. Yes, of course. But I wouldn't have unless I realized how contemptuous you were when I wanted you to help me out of the trouble I got myself into.
I see. Anyway, I want you to know I'm pulling for you for all I'm worth.
If I couldn't be sure, I'm afraid all my good resolutions would desert me.
Well, you've nothing to worry about then.
But, oh, Randy, it may be such a long time. Mr. McKillop didn't try to let me down easy. I could tell he expected the sentence might be quite long.
Even so, Kit, we may be surprised. The court might be very lenient.
I doubt it, Randy. Not with me. You know how most people around here feel about me. And the worst of it is, I can't really blame them.
You know something, Kit? What you've just said proves your change of attitude isn't just a superficial one.
Oh, believe me, it isn't. But when you have something hanging over your head, it's not so easy to look at the bright side. Still, I'm lucky in a way. I do have something to look forward to.
Sure you have. Gosh, Kit, you're still very young. Why, you can do anything you want with yourself from here in.
What I want... There's only one thing I want, Randy.
What's that?
The knowledge that when this is all over, I can be sure you will still feel the way you do now.
Aunt Mary's son had been sincerely pleased by his talk with Kit. The young woman's attitude bore out his mother's firm belief that Kit could, despite her behavior in the past and the unhappiness she'd caused so many people, become a different person. But the girl's last words gave Randy a momentary twinge of uneasiness. "The way you feel now," she had said. Just what did she mean, he asked himself. How did Kit imagine he felt toward her?